Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
So, what was your inspiration for tonight? Be honest with me and go into detail.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
It's spring buying season. Our friends at Mortgage Right are here to help. They were veteran-founded here in Birmingham, offer loans throughout the country, and while the area they serve may have grown, their commitment to Birmingham and veterans has not changed. Before you take the next steps on a new home purchase or refinance, talk with the team at Mortgage Right. There is no cost obligation to find out what you qualify for. You can get more information. Go to their website at mortgageright.com/TNR. Or call their Birmingham office on Highway 280, 205-900-7200 to talk to someone right now. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. We start first. Charter bus driver who complained to a DeLand hotel staff that he could not sleep because of noise coming from an upstairs room. They didn't do anything about it. What do you think he did?
He shot a gun through the ceiling.
It's pretty
close.
Somebody,
yeah. It is trash.
Pepper sprayed the hallway outside of the room, leading to the evacuation of more than 100 guests over the weekend, according to police.
Romeo Cornell is pissed.
Daniel Young, 59, that you see here of Hollywood, Florida, was arrested, charged with criminal mischief of more than $1,000 in possession of a weapon by a convicted in-state felon.
That left nostril gets to smell the barbecue just before the right nostril goes.
The incident
he used to box.
He probably handled himself. Occurred Friday at 8:56 p.m. at the Holiday Inn. Guests experienced breathing problems and some came out of the building coughing. One person was taken to the hospital. More than 100 guests were evacuated because of the smell that guests were experiencing. Respiratory problems, according to police. More than 15 emergency vehicles, 3 police vehicles responded to the hotel. Police located Young in a large white charter bus in the parking lot of the hotel. Young said he complained to the hotel staff about the noise, but it didn't stop, so he pepper sprayed the second floor hallway in hopes that it would irritate the second floor room guest and stop the noise. It did, but probably
nobody,
not the
nobody
best
got, nobody got to sleep. I'd hate to see what he does for wake-up calls if he runs a hotel.
He just looks mean.
He really does. He looks very angry.
Well, you guys aren't letting him sleep.
That's true.
He's got Romeo Cornell and John Chavis.
Yep. That is spot on.
You John Chavis so is good. Killing it with the Stallions defense right now.
Is he?
Yep.
Didn't get the cover this week, though, which we appreciate it.
Held him to 18, though.
Uber's 8th annual Lost and Found Index provides a snapshot of the most popular and most surprising items left behind in Ubers this week. Here are some interesting things that were left behind. A fart sensor. I don't know what a fart sensor is.
It's a good conversation starter. Yeah.
Wow. So, like, if I fart, an alarm goes off?
I really don't know.
Because you don't have an audible warning, obviously.
A Hillary Clinton poster.
That's right. Can't get enough of those.
A panic button, which you see the female there pointing to the panic button. A fake furry foxtail, probably better than a real foxtail.
Yeah.
A street sign saying she's drunk.
She's sobered up during the ride. Didn't need to sign anymore.
A Jeep Liberty engine. Little T could use that,
an
right?
Entire engine?
Yeah, and I left it. Damn it.
Hot sauce and a breathalyzer.
Wow.
I love both. And then frontal hair toupee that you see up top there.
Frontal hair.
Yeah, American.
Yeah.
No, that's an actual. But this.
It's like what Maury wore in Goodfellas.
Yeah, I'm more interested by the championship belt.
That's
there,
why I left the WWF, WWE championship belt.
Ryland Griffin left it in the locker room in Tuscaloosa when he transferred.
A gnome. We got a lot of playbill.
Bread.
I remember when I was a kid, we were in the Atlanta airport. And I mean, I was a young kid, but I can vividly remember this. And they had a very nice throw there. Yeah. They had a display of things that security had confiscated. This is before TSA. It's before 9/11. But things that had gotten confiscated security. And they had a huge display.
Knives. And they used to invite us out in local news. Knives, hand grenades. It was crazy.
And I remember being a little kid. This was the Atlanta airport. And I pointed at an object. And I said, wow, that's a bomb. And there was a guy standing next to me, a complete stranger. He goes, kid, that ain't a bomb.
Yeah.
And now looking back on it, it was a bong. I was very close.
A bong.
Very close.
Yeah. I was about to say what I thought you were hinting at, that it was, why would they put that in a display case?
No, it was a bong.
I can't read the writing. Is that a see you next Tuesday calendar?
No, see you
candle?
See you in court.
See you in court.
I don't know what that means, but it's a nice gift, I guess.
It's a candle?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It looks like a jar of mustard.
It really does. I wonder what that smells like.
Okay, so this is a first in trash. We've had a lot of people killed different ways, and we've had a lot of different reasons, but this is a first. Man who claimed he killed his friend,
Tommy Tuberville,
because he believed the victim was summoning Bigfoot. Larry Sanders here, found guilty by an Oklahoma judge April 17th. It was a great show. Jimmy Knighton was strangled to death July of 22 while out fishing with Sanders, according to the reports. After waiving a right to a jury trial, Sanders' attorney reportedly claimed that his client had acted in self-defense. The Oklahoman reported that Sanders claimed during testimony that while out noodling with Knighton, he had seen three Sasquatch-looking figures by the river. Now, witnesses for the prosecution testified that Sanders said he believed Knighton was trying to kill him, send his body down the river as a sacrifice to Bigfoot. Now, the paper reported that a forensic psychiatrist testified that Sanders was suffering from methamphetamine-induced psychosis and believed he was defending himself.
So he's on drugs, huh?
Now, Knighton died following a fight during which Sanders put him in a chokehold. The outlet reports that Sanders faces up to life in prison without parole.
That's unfortunate.
Would you guys, how much would it take for you to go noodling?
By the way, that's Tommy Tuberville and Vinnie Jones.
I don't remember what Vinnie Jones looked
England football player. Yeah. He's in movies now. He's kind of a tough guy, bad guy.
He's got a lot of Tuberville, though.
Did the ears, just start with the ears.
The ears is a little bit of the nose, kind of the mouth. Yeah, a lot of Tuberville.
Did the prosecution rest his case? And dare I say, Mr. Sanders was unable to curb his enthusiasm.
Oh, God, not even the right show.
Yeah. Is it not even right?
No, that's not the
Larry
right
David.
That's Larry David.
Larry David.
Larry Sanders, totally different
they
show.
They say, give it to Grandmama.
Dang by the way, I watched, me and Jack watched Friday night. There's a documentary on Netflix. It was done a couple of years ago, and I'm sure you've heard about it. I think it was season 6, episode 4 of Curb, where the carpool lane, where he picks up the hooker.
Dodgers game.
And there is a guy that is convicted of murder, and he gets out because his attorney pieced together the footage and found him. But it's a really interesting documentary. Yeah. I mean, the dude was done without that.
Hey, good lawyers are the best.
But Larry David's on it. Yep. He's on the, they interview him on it.
Now, so. Daniel says we've had a lot of people wanting us to get this girl named Hannah Barron on. She does a lot of things on social media, but one thing she's known for is noodling.
Okay. I've seen her do this, yes.
Not difficult to watch.
I will not reach out to her.
I don't mind getting her on the show. I think we've tried.
I'm over one her trying to book guests.
You got to keep trying, man. You got to keep.
Does she noodle in a unique way?
She's attractive.
She's very attractive doing it.
She's very country, but very attractive.
She looks nothing like him.
Yeah.
But she does some other things, and she went viral.
Does
she
do it like in Daisy Dukes in a bikini top?
There's a chance. Yeah, I think she has done that. We had her scheduled for a minute, and something fell through. It was a couple of years ago, though, so I'll try again, because we've actually had people ask us.
Like, she
that.
Was coming to town for one of the big events at the BGCC.
Well, that is a big old catfish.
Yeah.
I just don't know how clean she can be if she noodles all the time.
She got a shower.
Yeah. I don't get that. I mean, what would it
take
for you to go on the... We used to have a client that did this, and he would show me videos, but to go on the scummy floor of a lake or river and to pull one of those things out, put your arm in it?
Yeah, because it swallows the arm and down inside the fish, and that's how you pull it out.
What is the end seam on that short? -1?
The chat room says LT is first guest completely nailed it. Daisy Dukes and a bikini top. It's 100% what she wears.
Well, I love that she's a traditionalist. When she started noodling at 12, those are the shorts she wears, and she's only worn them. Every time she noodles, it's only in those shorts.
That's her lucky shorts, Jimmy.
Yeah, since she was 12.
Can't change them.
She's now in her 20s.
No. She's been brought up numerous times in the chat room. And people want us to have her on the show, and we had it scheduled for a minute, and it fell through for some reason. I'm struggling to remember why.
Rockstar, you had Barbie had how many professions? Was noodling one of them?
Barbie had like over 132 professions. No, I don't think she's noodled yet.
Barbie's never noodled?
Not in her demographic.
Noodling Barbie?
Mm-mm. So noodling's just a activity, I guess?
It's a way to fish. Now, I don't think I would want to eat that fish. We have some restaurateurs in studio with us now. That fish wouldn't be good to eat, would it?
looks
No, I think
disgusting.
Once a catfish gets, it's a bottom feeder, and those are no
but
good.
But if she's got a steady diet of catfish, she can't smell good.
Oh, I bet
oh, but
she
look, she's filleted that thing. Look at that.
Yeah, in the same outfit there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with that knife.
Her right? pockets are empty. There's nothing in her pockets. Yeah.
There are not.
I guarantee there's a lot in her bank account.
Oh, yeah. No, I think she's done well for herself. She got...
She's probably got a couple of hillbilly sugar daddies.
There was some... online deal where she was talking about remodeling a house, and she had done a video on it, and some old girl overseas was like, this is why everybody hates Americans, because of women like her. And everybody's like, no, this is why people love American women,
right?
Because of women like her.
I can't read her whole post there. Is she talking about, because where you rolled your boats into the lake, is that a good place where the concretes are for the boat
the
ramp?
Boat landing?
Is that the good place to noodle? I don't know where you noodle.
I don't
and
know.
What's the difference between a good noodling place and a good place for a water moccasin? What's the difference?
Probably there is.
It's always a guessing game, Jim.
I would think that shoes aren't a priority for her.
Yeah, and I grew up in the 70s. What was that ill with the girl in the white t-shirt that swam?
Oh, Jacqueline Bisset.
Yeah.
And it was The Deep.
The Deep.
1977, and it was a moray ill. They got a hold of Louis Gossett Jr.'s head.
So when I think... noodling, that's the image that always pops to me in the theater, seeing that thing come out.
It looks like a long strip of bacon she's got in her hand. Fatty piece of bacon.
I don't like freshwater fish. I'll go ahead and tell you. I like saltwater fish only. I don't like catfish. I don't like bass.
She was on the record.
What is your degree of when Danica Patrick, when people are like, Danica Patrick is somewhat attractive?
She was somewhat attractive, but she was really attractive by, it's 20%. If you're in a male-dominated world, like on a golf course, women are 20% better looking on the golf course than they are in real life because they're mostly guys out there.
But that's
like
the same with
girl.
This girl, right?
Oh, there's very few noodlers who are... Yeah. She's 20% better looking because she's the only female noodler in the world.
Yeah, she's top-end noodler. Like, there's no doubt about that.
Like, we could have taken her to Talladega this past weekend, and she... Like, we were at the Floribama this weekend at Miss Mullet Toss. She wouldn't be in the top five.
I think you're... I mean, you've judged that on the first photo Rockstar
like
fan.
If they had a talent, like her noodling would probably jump out, right?
I think she does other things.
Though. I mean, Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality, she blew on glasses or something, didn't she?
She was also a great police officer. She was also armed and fabulous.
So okay. You don't think noodling's a talent?
No, that's what I'm saying. Well, certainly would think talent. That would really jump
but
out.
It doesn't really travel well. It's hard to do in a talent show.
I don't think she'd be the first noodler at the Floribama.
Probably not. Okay, I got shower thoughts real quick.
It's going to be a very loose
plenty
definition.
Of time.
When you retire, there will be people that you saw and talked to every day that you will never see again, unless you want to.
I mean, I've thought a lot about my retirement recently.
Yep.
I think I was, I mean,
I've done away. Yep.
I mean, we hear about it a lot. Yep. I know you have.
Oh, God.
And Emily Grace, really quick, 20% better looking. So I just made you a 12, I guess, right?
Good save.
Good save.
Good save.
Did I do the math right?
Here's another one. It is never good when your gym has to send out a reminder about the sauna rules. Does that mean somebody?
That means some guys are getting after it.
Yep.
You ought to just stop getting after
it. Yeah, there's probably been something that happened there that. Shouldn't happen. We got to remind everybody for the lawsuit.
Next one's so true. Quincy
you should always
Jones
sit on a towel, though, at least, right?
I
think you should stay wrapped in a towel.
I've never been in a sauna
I haven't
in my life.
Either.
It doesn't
I mean,
appeal
I've been
to
in
me
a,
one bit.
I've been in a sauna, but with nobody in those small ones.
Yeah.
Like, I'm planning on getting one this afternoon, but you should always keep a towel on.
You're doing a sauna this afternoon?
I am, yeah. But I just think you should. I'm just trying to get healthy, Brown.
What's detoxifying, that doing for you?
Detoxifying.
Is that getting all the toxins out?
After the weekend, yeah.
Quincy Jones pointed this out in the early 90s. Hip-hop beef is grown men writing angry poems to each other.
It is, yeah. That is true.
It was really good, though.
Two more shower thoughts. There must have been adults complaining how soft kids were when they outlawed child labor.
These kids don't want to go to school and work 6 hours.
They won't even go in the mine anymore. What the hell?
And finally, you forget how much force it takes to walk until you walk into a wall.
Or you don't think you're growing fast until you walk right into the wall.
Or like me into that piece of glass over there.
That is Trash Today, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Yeah, Mortgage Right, best in the business, been with us since day one. And if you're looking for a new home, our friends at Mortgage Right, they're here to help. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a seasoned home-buying veteran, their great service and low rates make the process easy. Speaking of veterans, they are a veteran-founded group right here in Birmingham. So remember, whether you're looking for your final home or your first home, whether you have a big down payment or need 100% 0% financing. Mortgage Right is your one-stop shop for mortgages. Visit them online, mortgagerite.com/TNR. Call Birmingham office 205-900-7200 to talk with a mortgage pro right now. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.